hoping to reduce the spread of COVID-19 in certain New York City, Broome County, and Lower Hudson Valley hotspots, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday announced an initiative that implements zones. The color-coded system essentially amounts to containment zones, with new rules and restrictions in each. The Orange and Rockland County executives say they fully support the new effort. Governor Cuomo, a Democrat, announced a so-called cluster action initiative to address COVID-19 hotspots. Red, orange, and yellow zones will carry differing rules, with red being the most stringent and in the heart of the cluster. He says the new rules will be in effect for a minimum of 2 weeks.
Orange County, we have an intense cluster, and then what we call a precautionary zone around that cluster. Rockland County, same thing. We have an intense cluster, and then we're establishing a precautionary zone around that cluster.
The clusters in Orange and Rockland counties are predominantly Orthodox Jewish communities. Republican Rockland County Executive Ed Day took to Facebook Tuesday evening to update the public.
Today, I think, was a watershed event in many ways as it relates to the battle against COVID. So I have a good feeling about this, and we will do our part here in Rockland. I know our towns and our villages will do the same, and as will our school systems, our religious leaders of all faiths, because many could be affected, not just from one faith.
In an issue that has also come up in New York City, Day had pushed back on defining clusters as zip codes, saying this unfairly lumped in sections of the zip code that were not negatively impacted.
The governor was very adamant that he said that he does not want to do the zip code approach. He actually said the zip code approach is stupid. He attributed it to another politician, but I won't embarrass him by saying who it was. But they're using the actual data.
Day outlines the red zone in Rockland.
I will tell you, the red zones right now are within the town of Ramapo, predominantly in these zip codes of 10952, 10977. Exactly where you see on the dashboard now is basically where the red zone and the accompanying orange and yellow zones will be, with fine tuning.
Republican Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse also updated residents on Facebook late Tuesday. The town of Palm Tree and the village of Curious Joel within are hotspots within a Monroe zip code. Newhouse also opposed lumping all communities in a cluster via zip code.
But in particular, I had a lot of businesses in the town of Monroe, restaurants and stores that just didn't want to get penalized for being in the 10950. So I have to say I had a great conversation with the governor today. He understood what we were talking about, and he has now changed his philosophy or has actually agreed with us on this, that the town of Palm Tree will be in the red zone because of the numbers, and some areas outside of it will be in the yellow zone, like North Main as well as Scunny Monk Road.
The red zone contains the cluster itself and carries the most stringent rules. Houses of worship are limited to 25% capacity, 10 people maximum. Mass gatherings are prohibited. Only essential businesses are open, dining is takeout only, and schools are on remote learning. The rules loosen a bit in an orange or warning zone, and even more in a yellow or precautionary zone. Day addresses enforcement.
Again, what we have here is a logical approach right now, and frankly, it's a necessary approach right now. So for those of you who've been asking repeatedly, what is going to be done to enforce this, the enforcement is now here. Okay, the state police will be overseeing the enforcement at the governor's direction.
Newhouse calls the cluster action initiative a good step.
I think it's a good thing. It's what I think we've all been fighting for the last 5 days. And working together is obviously the best solution in this case. In addition to that, I talked to the mayor of New York City, Mayor de Blasio. He's got a similar situation. The county of Rockland, town of Ramapo, similar situation. I was on the call today with Ed Day as well. So all of us are working together, which is a good sign in my opinion. I want everybody to take a deep breath. I got a lot of calls from around the county. Am I going to get shut down? Are we going to go back to the phases? No. I think we all know where the issue is right now. As long as we all do our part, we will be in good shape. So again, deep breath.
Day says he's been reaching out to the county sheriff and Ramapo police, and he addresses concerns about prosecution of fines and summonses.
The governor directly assured me that he will speak to the district attorneys to make sure they understand that it is their job to enforce these laws. If there's any issues with those orders, the governor made it very clear to me he will deal with it directly and make sure that that matter is corrected.
Cuomo says he spoke with Orthodox Jewish community leaders Tuesday and asked for their cooperation in following the new rules. He says this was positively received.
I said to them that I'm doing this for a very simple reason, because I have such respect and love for the Orthodox community. I have been friends with them all my life, and my father before me, by the way. We go way back, and it's out of respect and it's out of love, and it's because I want to protect them.
But there was some backlash from the Orthodox Jewish community, both in public statements and demonstrations in New York City. Cuomo says enforcement of the zones will go into effect by Friday. Cuomo also announced that fines for the sponsors of mass gatherings in violation of state public health rules will be increased to $15,000. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.